some of the more scholarly books I've looked at in language. There are two salvations in this verse. There's a salvation one, and there's a salvation two. And that presents so many problems in trying to explain away other problems and stuff. I won't even deal with that. Another view, popular by Bible, a lot, some Bible church people, this view contends and deals with the word sin in the singular. And I want to make a big deal about that. In fact, as Dr. Walkie, I believe it was in seminary, said, we really put on some of the people in the Bible far greater splitting of the hairs and splitting of things than they could have even come up with, but, and I do agree with that. But anyway, so there's a view that contends that the word sin here is in the singular, refers to the sin nature and not to personal sins. Only when sin is in the plural does it refer to specific personal or personal sin. So every time they see sin singular, that refers to the sin nature. So here is the sin nature. Grammatically, does something come out at you just real quick while that's wrong? The word all again. That doesn't fit. So, you know, this trying to, but what I'm sharing with you, not so much tipping on them, is just showing you this verse has caused in the Roman Catholic Church and in history and a lot of churches a lot of problems in trying to get through what's going on here. Yes. It's a tie. Huh? It's there. Yes, it's there. The tie is there. Do we translate it that way? Ah. That's what we're going to look at. So you're at the right place. Okay. Now, let me just go through three things with you in this ideal of sin singular, sin plural. One, this imposes on John a distinction that does not bear out in any way with his writings. You can't, if we sat here and just went through, and we will sometime, then dealing with homardiology, all the uses of the plural, all the uses of the singular, isn't going to line up to every time singular can be used. In fact, as we just seen, this one definitely is not. Two, even if that were possible, it doesn't make sense. Listen to what you're saying. Listen to what they're saying. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin nature. Doesn't make grammatical sense. The word all, point three, the problem of the Greek word all. Not all sin nature, but all sin that comes from our sin nature. From the old man. All sins that come from it. All production of it. All personal sins. So that one isn't going to stand up under fire and help us out. Now, let's see,